dance up high. Never mind, baby, mother is by. Crow and caper, caper and crow. There, little baby, there you go. Up to the ceiling, down to the ground. Backwards, forwards, round and around. Then dance, little baby, and mother will sing with a gay merry tune. Ding-ling-a-ling.
Very nice. Thanks for getting up and dancing with me. Let's have a seat. And we're going to do a little lap bounce. We're almost done. So if you're sitting on, if you have a lap you can sit on that you want to bounce on. Oh, and you've got stuffies too. So you can bounce your stuffies. You can just bounce in your seat. And this one goes like this. And this goes, this is to the tune of Shortening Bread. So if you know that song, this is the tune. And it goes like this. Tiny little babies love bouncing, bouncing. Tiny little babies love bouncing so. Tiny little babies love bouncing, bouncing. Tiny little babies love bouncing so. Bounce to the left, bounce to the right. Now hug that baby nice and tight. And you get to have your snuggle. Here we go, let's bounce again. Tiny little babies love bouncing, bouncing. Tiny little babies love bouncing so. Tiny little babies love bouncing, bouncing. Tiny little babies love bouncing so. Bounce to the left, bounce to the right. Now hug that baby nice and tight. Very nice. Now that you have your babies nice and tight, let's finish off with a little rocking song. Can you rock side to side? Bilo, my baby. Bilo, my baby. Bilo, my baby. Rock a baby. Bye. One more time. Bilo, my baby. Bilo, my baby. Bilo, my baby. Rock a baby. Bye. Very nice. I always like to end with something quiet. Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you for letting me share my songs and rhymes with you this morning.
Okay. Sure. So, all the little people here, you get to stay in the service for a little bit longer because we're going to take part in my favorite thing to do, which is the parent-child dedication. It's a chance to bless parents and babies. Okay.
I haven't stopped smiling since I entered the sanctuary. What a beautiful sight to see you all here. We will try to rotate ourselves as much as possible during the service. And some of you will have a hard time seeing the slides, but there are moments where we will ask the congregation to respond. And so please try to turn yourself around so that you can see the slides at the appropriate moment. Okay, Ellen, Cedric, Elise, David, Ashton, Adam, Jesse, Christina, Joanne, Richard, Marios, Donnie, Madeline, Marika. You parents are all welcome here today. Today you come as parents to dedicate yourselves to nurture and love your children and to offer them in consecration to God. As a congregation, we come to share your joy, to pray with you for their well-being, and to receive them into the care of the church. You'll notice that there are some quilts that are on the floor. These have been very lovingly made over the years for our children by Carolyn Lowen, And we have one more quilt to give Francis. So David and Sadie, not sure if I mentioned your name earlier. This is for Francis. That's from Carolyn Lowen. It's part of our tradition of dedicating parents and children in our church.
Wonderful. We are also giving a special greeting to some siblings as well. So, I can see Teo over there, Oteam over there, Louisa and Abigail, there you go. Kalia is right there, and Molly, where's the Molly? Molly, right there. And is Declan here? Oh, hi. Hi, Declan. So, this is for you. Now, each one of you, you have a very special job to do in the life of your sibling, of the new baby in your family. You will help your parents make a home where you can all grow to be safe and happy. And at different times, you will act as a friend, as a guardian, as a guide, and as a teacher. And your sibling will also teach you new things about yourself and your home. Sometimes it might be difficult, and when that happens, we are going to pray with you and help you do the special work that only you can do. So we want you to know that God blesses you.
Families, in an act of trust and love, God has given you these children: Esme, Farron, Francis, Jack, Jacob, Kimara, Nimaro, Lucas, and Miriam. God wants you to take joy in your child, to treasure their worth, and grow together in relationship to the Creator. God wants to bless you through this unique human being. Parents, all together, we acknowledge our children as special gifts from God with unique potential to be God's blessing to others.
By coming forward this day, you are bringing yourselves and your children to God in an act of dedication. We want to be faithful to our children. We want our home to be a place
they will experience love, learn to serve others, and come to know God. Today we rededicate our lives to Christ and to following God's way. God is calling you to a very important ministry, the ministry of parenting. At times it will require all the mercy, forgiveness, and love you can muster. Under your care, this young soul will grow and blossom into maturity. By your teaching and example, your child will learn what is meaningful in life, and your child will learn to respond to the love and teaching of Jesus. Parenting is not an easy task. We want to open our lives daily to God to help us live, love, and parent as God guides us. This responsibility is not yours alone. It is also the responsibility of the community of Christian faith. It is ours. Please see the slide.
As part of this congregation,
we want to form a nurturing environment in which these children will grow. With God as our guide, we will support your efforts to provide a loving home where trust in God grows and Christ's love is known. Our prayers are for you and with you.
We're going to speak the words of welcome for each child individually. So I'm hoping we can begin with Esme. Esme? I'm going to pray a special prayer over you. Is that okay? Esme, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace.
Together, we welcome Esme.
We welcome you, Esme, as a child of the congregation. Carrier of ancient wisdom, we expect to learn from you
as we come to know you.
We want to be light on your journey, growing toward faith.
We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you.
May our love and example always draw you closer to God.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to Farron now. We'll come down.
May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Together we welcome Farron.
We welcome you, Farron, as a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom. We expect to learn from you as we come to know you.
We want to be light on your journey of growing toward faith.
We want to be a special feeding to you and nurture the vision God has of you. May our love and example always draw you closer to God.
Amen. Hi, Francis. Francis, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Together, we welcome Francis.
We welcome you, Francis, as a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom. We expect to learn from you
as we come to know you. We want to be light on your journey of growing towards faith.
We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you.
May our love and example always draw you closer to God. Amen.
We welcome you, Jack, as a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom.
We expect to learn from you as we come to know you. We want to be light on your journey, growing in faith. We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you. May our love and example always draw you closer to God.
Jay is here.
This is awesome.
This is not what we rehearsed. Hi, guys. Shall we do it together?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, that's
okay. Kamara and Kamara. Kamara and Kamara, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. So we together we welcome Kimara and Nimaro.
Yes.
As a children of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom, we expect to learn from you as we come to know you. We want to be light on your journey of growing towards faith. We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you. May our love and example always draw you closer to God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
you. Jacob. Sure, sure.
May God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Together we welcome Jacob.
We welcome you, Jacob.
As a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom,
We expect to learn from you as we come to know you. We want to be light on your journey of growing toward faith. We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you.
May our love and example always draw you closer to God.
Right. Where is Mr. Lucas? Hello. Sanders.
Okay.
Let's pray together. Lucas, may God bless you and keep you. May God's face shine on you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Lucas, together we welcome Lucas. We welcome you, Lucas, as a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom. We expect to learn from you as we come to know you. We want to be light on your journey, growing toward faith. We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision God has of you. May our love and example always draw you closer to God. And Miriam.
Upon you and be gracious to you. May God's presence embrace you and give you peace. Together we welcome Miriam.
We welcome you, Miriam, as a child of the congregation, carrier of ancient wisdom. We expect to learn from you as we come to know you.
We want to be light on the journey of growing towards faith.
We want to be a safe haven to you and nurture the vision that God has of you. May our love and example always draw you closer to God.
In the name of Jesus, who welcomes all children and all who bring the wisdom of children, we welcome you as Christ has welcomed us.
Amen. Let's sing.
So this song of blessing, Today Earth is Singing. So this song of blessing, Today Earth is Singing, is a new one in this hymnal, but you will know it as Away in a Manger. Though it's actually, the title of the song is a cradle song, so it's appropriate. And normally, it's set up so that you would pray, you would sing this for every child, but we've already prayed for each of the children individually, so we won't sing this one 9 times through. We're going to sing it twice. And where there's a space there on the third line, it says, we greet you, dear space. We're just going to say, we greet you, dear babies, because we're greeting them collectively, and we'll sing it through twice.
Our arms wide in welcome for God's gift.
there are any other children, I would invite them to come into the center. I have a little meditation for you. And if you brought your stuffed animal with you, you can bring that with you as well. Because after this, you'll be going to activity period. So come and join me here in the circle. Okay, you can see me? See me? You can see me. All right. Okay, wave if you can see me. Wave if you can see me. Yes. For the song, yeah. Okay, wave if you can see me. Yeah, okay. Almost everyone. Some people back there can't see me. I want to be able to see them. All right, good enough. Okay, so children, today I wanted to talk to you about special responsibility. And special responsibility is one of my favorite things to talk about. Yeah, I don't know why they're laughing. So special responsibility. So I watched a program last night about the country of Japan. Did you know in the country of Japan, if you are a child, at the end of the school day, your job is to clean the school? Did you know that? Isn't that interesting? In Japan, the children have the special responsibility of cleaning the school. Now, responsibility is an interesting word because it really just means a job that just belongs to one specific person. So, anybody could clean the school. Right? Anybody could do that. But for the children, it is their special responsibility to clean the school. And in my house, it's my special responsibility to wash the dishes. And it's my husband's special responsibility to do the cooking. But I could do the cooking and he could do the dishes. But those are our special responsibilities. Now, Pastor Christina and I have a lot of special responsibilities in this church. And I wonder if you could guess what some of those special responsibilities are. Yeah, what do you think? Yes, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Although the church existed before we came along. So you've got to think about that. Yeah, what do you think? This? Well, yeah, whatever this is. Yeah. What we do on a Sunday morning. We are some of the people who think about that. But we're not the only people who think about it. Anybody else think? What is a special responsibility that we might do? Yeah. Oh, interesting. Passing along our life stories. Yeah, that's very true. Well, today we did one of my favorite responsibilities, which is to pray for new babies and to pray for parents. And we said a very old prayer today. We said it 9 times. And this prayer is so old. This prayer is older than the country of Canada. Did you know that? It is also older than the invention of pasta. Did you know that? It's even older than the English language. So originally it wasn't even in the English language. And people have been saying this prayer, especially over babies and children, for thousands and thousands of years. And this is a very special prayer, of course, and it's really joyful to do it. But we can all pray, can't we? You don't have to be a special person to be able to pray. And sometimes we even sing a song, which is a prayer. Now, I'm not going to ask you to answer this question, but I want you to think in your heads, what are some of your special responsibilities? What are some of the things that is your job especially to do? Just think about it in your head. Because, oh, you can tell me later, I'd like to know. Because babies have a special responsibility in this church. Did you know that? Well, to be cute, yeah. It's a bit like that. But what does that cuteness do for us? It makes us happy. That cuteness reminds us of how God feels when God looks at all of us. Well, sometimes they do, but sometimes they're very quiet as well. So, when you're a baby, your special responsibility is to gather everybody around you and remind them about God's love. So God is like a parent, and God loves us like a parent, and babies help us to remember that. But lots of you are not babies anymore, are you? No. So you need to think about what your special responsibility is going to be in the future as you get older. And that's part of your responsibility in this congregation, is to think about what God is calling you to do. But
to
read the Bible, I made a list of some responsibilities that I thought people do. Sometimes you sing special songs. You remember at Christmas time, we had some special songs that you sang. Some of you played musical instruments. Sometimes you would act out a play and tell a story that way. Sometimes you listen to a story from the Bible and you think about it and you ask really good questions. Sometimes you sit very quietly and listen and think and pray yourself. And sometimes you stand up and you sing really loudly. These are all some of your special responsibilities. But there's just one more thing I want to tell you before we sing together. As you get older, if you carry on coming to this place or somewhere like it, one day you'll get the chance to decide what it is that you believe. Okay? What it is that you believe. And then your responsibility will be to think about it so that you can tell people what the truth is. And that's a job that God has given all of us. We do it by ourselves, but we also have a community around us that helps us to do that. Does that make sense? So that's why we get together as a church, is so that each of us can do our individual work of thinking what is true in the world and figuring out how to tell people. So I'm going to pray with you now, and I'll ask you to close your eyes if you feel like it. So let's pray together. Hello, God. We are here together in the church. Thank you for all the people who are here today. Help us to be loving and kind in our choices. Amen. So we're going to sing a song together, and after that you can go down to activity period, and if you brought your stuffed animal, take it with you. The song is called Like a Rock. Now, do any of you know that song?
Yes.
Excellent.
And here you have some special responsibilities too, because there are actions. And one of the special responsibilities that children have in the congregation is to help adults loosen up a little bit. And so we often invite you to the front to do the actions and to demonstrate ways of doing things. Like we have you walk around the church, or we have you do different, we're not going to walk around the church today, but we are going to do the actions for the song, and we ask that you will help us remember what they are, because we know that you remember things like this really well. So I think all of those who are doing that should stand up. Is that right? And we'll let you stand up, and we'll let the parents keep singing so they can see you. Ready? We're going to do this one through twice, Like a Rock, and I know that you know it. Here we go. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And now you can go to activity period.
Well, every week in this church congregation, we pray over the offerings that help to support the ministry of the church and our broader church family. Many people make their offerings through the banking system, and we also welcome checks or cash in the box by the entrance to the meeting space. To learn about setting up an offering, contact treasurer@tumpsy.ca. As we prepare to pray together in thanks for God's abundance, I want to name the gifts that we receive every day in land and water. So our city depends on Lake Ontario for fresh water. And we also depend on the ravine system for our clean air. The trees and the lake do their work quietly, and it would be very easy to ignore the life that God has put into them. But these are creatures of God, and they deserve our respect. So as I acknowledge my gratitude for the land and the waters, I also acknowledge my responsibility to the First Peoples of this area, the Haudenosaunee and the Wyandot and the Mississauga nations. Their responsibility to this land is also part of God's creation and God's intention for the world. Christian settlers have often disregarded that truth, and as a congregation, we've made a commitment towards justice that begins with speaking truth. So therefore, we pray together in thanks for the good gifts that God has given to us, which we give in turn as an act of worship. God, we pray that you would give us the wisdom and the courage to respond well to the calls for justice and reconciliation in this time and in this place. Amen.
Are we going to sing? Feels like we should sing.
A song that is in many ways a continuation of our prayer time, but a new one to us in this congregation, number 519, God, give me faith like a child. God, give me hope like a child. God, give me love like a child. It's a new melody and a lovely one, but Audrey's going to play it through once just so we kind of get it in our ears. And then there's a bit of an interlude after each verse before we go into the next one, so we'll get that, and then I invite you to join along and we'll sing all three verses. So Audrey will play it through once and then we'll sing it all three verses.
Our scripture this morning will be read from online by Diane and Mike, who are the grandparents of Callia and Farron.
I'll be reading from Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 to 7. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh our God, Yahweh is one. You are to love Yahweh your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let these words that I command you today be written in your heart. Teach them diligently to your children, and repeat them constantly. When you are at home, when you are walking down the road, when you lie down at night, and when you get up in the morning.
Can you leave up the scripture slide for just a second? Not the whole time, but just I'll be referring to it. Thank you. I feel like an old-fashioned evangelical preacher walking around with a headset on, but it feels kind of good. So we've heard these words from Deuteronomy this morning. Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God, Yahweh is one. Now this passage is called the Shema in Judaism, and it is their most important prayer that should be recited every morning and every evening. And the words of this passage are also the first words of scripture that Jewish children are to learn, and they are meant to be the last words that are prayed by those who are dying. Very important prayer. The Shema is often inscribed on a scroll, a very tiny scroll that's rolled up and put inside a mezuzah. Maybe you've seen this in Jewish homes, and they put it on their door frames as a sign of their faith and who they are. The word Shema means hear, like the first word of the passage. When Jesus is asked which commandment is first or greatest, he quotes this prayer. It is a statement of faith. It is a statement as a daily reminder that we are all God's children. We come to church for so many reasons, and one of these reasons is to remind ourselves of who we are and whose we are. Today we have participated in the holy ritual of dedicating ourselves to the raising of these children in the family of God. We are committing, with God's help, to providing a foundation for these new souls among us. As Ephesians 2, 19 to 20 says, we are members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, and with Jesus Christ as the cornerstone. As we grow older, we carry our foundation with us, but our understanding of our foundation, our home, changes as we encounter the world. Experience changes the way that we look at things, but God is still one, and Christ remains our cornerstone. Our children will go on to experience many adventures and challenges, and we have the amazing privilege of watching their growth, cheering them on with each new step. When I was 19, I left home to travel to different parts of the world, and when I returned a year later, my home looked different to me. My church looked different because I had changed. When I was in Northern Ireland, I met a German volunteer who was doing alternative peace service because he did not want to serve in the military. And I think I brought it with me. He gave me this book that has become my favorite children's book. It's called The Trip to Panama by Janosch. It's very hard to find in English. It's a German book, but luckily I have an English translation. And even though you are not children, I think all of us enjoy children's stories. And so I'm not going to read the whole book for you, but I want to tell you the story of Little Tiger and Little Bear. So this is the story of two best friends and housemates, Little Tiger and Little Bear, who live happily by the river and like to fish and collect mushrooms. One day, Little Bear finds a mysterious banana crate floating down the river that says, Panama. Little Bear smells it and says, "Oh, Panama is the land of my dreams." So he runs home to tell Little Tiger, and they decide to leave their home and walk to Panama. Along the way, they meet a mouse. "Hello, mouse," says Little Bear. "We're going to Panama. Panama is the land of our dreams. Everything is different there, much bigger." "Bigger than my mouse house?" asked the mouse. "Impossible." Little Bear and Little Tiger continue on their way until they meet a fox. They ask the fox if he knows the way to Panama, but he has just caught a goose for his dinner and is not really paying attention. The fox says, "Turn left." "Okay, I'm turning left." Little Bear and Little Tiger turn left and come across a cow. The cow looks up and says, "I know the way to Panama. Just turn left." What happens when we keep turning left? Little Bear and Little Tiger continue to travel left until they meet a hare and a hedgehog. The hedgehog says, "Come home with us for the night. We like having visitors who can tell a good story." So they stay the night with their new friends and recount their many adventures. The next day, they meet a clever crow. When they ask the crow the way to Panama, the crow says, "Which way? There are hundreds of thousands of ways you can go. I can show you the land of your dreams. Just climb to the top of this tree." When they get to the top of the tree, they can see the countryside all around them. They believe they're looking at Panama, and it is the most beautiful thing they have ever seen. But really, they are seeing their home as if for the very first time. It's just from a different perspective. Little Bear and Little Tiger climb down, then keep turning left, and eventually return to their house, where they discover that it is the land of their dreams. We hope that our children will explore the wonders of the world, meet many new friends along the way, and we hope that they will come back and tell us about their discoveries. To the kids, this is for the few kids that are here right now. No matter where you go or what you discover, God remains the same and will never abandon you, and the church is your foundation. You are always welcome here. Love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Let these words be written on your heart. Carry them with you when you are at home, when you are walking down the road, when you lie down at night, and when you awake in the morning. Amen.
We're going to sing another song. It's another prayer, another scripture that is foundational, perhaps not quite as foundational as the Shema, but we do it here for many milestones, baptisms, child dedications, also from the Hebrew scripture, Jeremiah 7:23. "Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and I shall be your people, and you shall be my people." Another expression of covenant relationship. So appropriate to remind ourselves and to sing again at this time. And so I invite you to stand as we sing together, "Obey my voice, and I will be your God." Oh,
can take your seats for some announcements. So at the moment, the Canadian Parliament is hearing Bill C-233, which is designed to close loopholes that allow Canadian-made weapons and components to be sold to those who are committing crimes against humanity. And this bill is hoped to end that situation. Mennonite Action Canada has organized two community phone zaps that they're going to be on Sunday, January 25 and February 22nd. And across Canada, the idea of this is that we will gather in different locations to contact our MPs in a coordinated fashion to support this bill. We're going to have a simple script that we can use when putting this message together. At TUMSI, we're planning two of these sessions, both of them around about 1 o'clock on January 25th and February 22nd. So this will be in the announcements. Plan to bring a bag lunch and assume that it will take about 45 minutes in the afternoon. Hope to see you there. Linda, you had an announcement.
Good morning. On behalf of the Mission and Service Committee, I invite you next Sunday, January 18th, to stay after church for Soup and Sophia, a time of lunch and discussion. This will be the third and, for now, final session on the topic of Indigenous solidarity. These sessions have been titled talking about a spiritual covenant, but the committee is considering that other titles such as land justice or reparations or other titles that may resonate better. So some topics that we'll be discussing next Sunday will be in small groups include the concept of property ownership, reparations, and the role of guilt. You don't need to have attended the other two sessions in the fall to participate in this third one. So to sign up to bring soup or other food, see either the easel that's in the lobby or contact Pastor Peter. So we look forward to some fellowship and discussion next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Just a reminder that the deadline for place of meeting is 1 week from tomorrow. Some of you already sent me your little paragraphs about experiences of awe, and let me just tell you, it's delightful to read them. It's an uplifting thing to read, and I think maybe we've experienced some awe even here this morning, right? So please send me a paragraph or two about an experience of awe or how awe makes you feel or whatever you like. 1 week from tomorrow is the deadline. The address is tumseyplaceofmeeting@gmail.com. Thanks.
Thank you, Doreen. To close our service, hear these words of blessing. As we have been called together to give thanks and to pray and to witness and to believe, now go forth from this place into the great peace, continually giving thanks, praying in your heart, and witnessing to the truth that God has revealed. Go in peace to love and serve our God. Amen.